Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tap your toes. Pharrell. I always wonder whether I pronounce his name right. Pharrell Williams. Not Pharrell.
Yeah,
Pharrell. Right? Yeah. This is such a great song. Crank this up, will you please, James? I want to be happy. I want to be crazy. All right. See if I can get those two accomplished in 2024. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. Here's something that's new. It's going to be offered next year in England. A college is going to offer a degree in magic and also a subset in occult science. The professor's name is Emily Solov. She's a professor of medieval Arabic literature, University of Exeter, says the idea came from a surge in interest in the history of witchcraft and a desire to create a space where magic could be studied across the academia fields. Let's see, this is in today's New York Times. I should get to Uri about this, right? This would be right
this
up
This is
his...
cool, yeah.
Yeah, right. Study of dragons in Western lore, practice of deception and illusion, like David Blaine, the philosophy of psychedelics, part of the syllabus here. Let's see here. Who else have we got? There's somebody else who wants to teach a course or be involved in the course is Professor Christina Oakley, who's a retired medieval history professor. There are a lot of people that go back to, and I should actually go to my son-in-law, who is a medieval specialist, he's the world's foremost expert on Chaucer. Okay, what do you do with that? You become a college professor. But he also has an area, well, Megan does too. Her studies were in, not medieval, but the Georgian era of female authors, and sometimes they were tied to the occult. The occult is nothing new at all. As a matter of fact, it's kind of old. One of the things that that we've carried down, I guess, through the years is our interest in the things that we don't really understand. And then the religionists get a hold of it, and they want to throw you out of whatever the religion is that you're in if you believe in this sort of thing because it's witchcraft and nothing good comes of witchcraft. I'm not sure that's true at all, frankly. But I want to follow this. Let's make a note, a mental note. Let's find out how this thing works out during the course of the year. Here's the story from Oklahoma. Those of you listening in Oklahoma City, you probably know the story already about the judge who was caught playing with her phone as a mother was in front of her sobbing about the murder of her child. The judge was suspended. She, during the course of the trial, sent 500 texts. Ridiculing the prosecutors. Yeah. Oh, you know the story. Yeah. So she's been essentially fired. So people and their crazy stuff.
That's just so heartless and unprofessional.
Yeah.
Some of the texts included calling the toddler's mom a liar and...
Yeah. She shouldn't. There's no business being there. Was that... I don't know whether she was elected or appointed. Do you know? Can you get that from...
Oh, I'm unsure of that.
The story? Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. All right, here's a story of another woman who burned Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic. Judge ordered her to pay almost $300,000 in restitution. The prosecutors were looking for that much, and she was told that she has to pay it all back, pay back the cost of setting up the clinic. Her name is Lorna Green. She also was sentenced to 5 years in the slammer for burning down the Wellspring Health Access facility before it was, I guess it was under renovation at the time.
Like arson is still arson, you know?
Yep.
Regardless of
if you're that crazy about this sort of thing, people are just crazy when it comes to the discussion of abortion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just crazy. And it's like, I see this emotional connection. It's like, I wonder, why are you so tied to Trump or anybody else who's a politician or anybody, you know, Joel Osteen or whoever or some radio guy? What is there about the connection that you feel for? Let's turn this around a little bit. There are healthy objects of affection and there are unhealthy objects of affection or attention. And we're all the arbiter of that. I could say, in my mind, this kind of stuff is very unhealthy. The things we're talking about, this woman who burns down the abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm. Another example of extremism.
Yeah. And then there are people who are, I guess, going back to the era of Elvis Presley, or the Beatles, or anybody, you know, some big stars that are around today, Taylor Swift and the reaction to her. Is it unhealthy or is it healthy? Is it okay? I mean, we all have people in our lives that we've been close to, whether we knew them personally or not. There were plenty of people that worshipped at the altar of the Beatles during mm-hmm. the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and Elvis as well in the 50s and 60s and 70s. Mm-hmm.
Buying tickets to the shows and then passing out as soon as they hit the stage.
Yeah.
It's one thing to be a fan and you know, be interested in a recording artist or any kind of celebrity, but it's a whole other thing to idolize them and, like you said, put them on this pedestal where you make them larger than God almost. You almost it's dehumanizing in a way when you think about it, because these are real human beings. These are really their jobs, and when they are off the clock, they are normie norms like us.
Mm-hmm. Normie norms like us.
Normie norms.
All right, another jailbird story. Gypsy Rose Blanchard has been in jail for 8 years. She is set to be freed from prison. She murdered her mother in June of 2015. 32 years old now. She is going to be freed from jail today. She recalls, is she one of the ones that Biden pardoned? Is she one of those that?
No, I think it was just her time was up. She got with this guy and convinced him to murder her, to murder the mom. What's it called? Not Stockholm Syndrome.
Murder
Munchausen. Munchausen by proxy. That's what it was.
Oh, okay.
Her mom basically was making Gypsy Rose sick, was keeping her sick, having everybody convinced that she has all of these health issues and cancers mm-hmm. and all of these things, where it was the mom mm-hmm. doing it. It was basically child neglect. Child abuse.
Child abuse, yeah. Yep, well, there's a lot of that going around, that's for sure. All right, here's something from our neighbors to the north. We seem to have been talking a lot about Canadians this week. There is a new updated travel advisory to take effect the first of the year. Polite warning from our friends to the north. The message, which has been made public, basically calls attention to the shift in policies governing abortion and the rights of LGBTQ people here in America. And so Canadians, this is not a governmental thing, but it's something that has made the rounds or is making the rounds in Canada, because a lot of Canadians love to come to America. I know there's a whole beeline down from eastern Canada. Canadians love to go to Palm Beach County. Palm Beach County in the wintertime, half the people that are there come from Canada. I remember my father became very friendly with a fellow who was in the same business my father was in, and they were in the same building together on Singer Island. And they spent lots of time together playing golf. The wives were friendly. They had dinner all the time. And it brought me around to thinking. I started then looking. This is back in the 60s and 70s. I would look for how many cars were registered in Canada. And there were more cars registered in Canada than you could find from New York or Massachusetts or New Jersey or wherever. So the reason I tell you the story is because things have changed And Canadians, I'm sure you'd find plenty of Canadians, older Canadians, in Florida. But the younger Canadians who might come to America to travel, like we go to Canada, you know, it's kind of nice, the tourist stuff. The Canadians cross over Niagara Falls, for example, and they drive to New York City in a tour. They're now being told that, and this is by several travel advisors, to be aware, to be concerned about, if you will, what's going on in America with regard to the stuff with LGBTQ people and the abortion issue. Canadians do not find themselves like-minded when it comes to Americans, or at least to these issues in America, which I find very interesting. I think it's bad for the country to have so much focus on this. And will it be, if Trump gets back into the White House, will it be worth? Is there more worse? The authoritarian path that sort of started when he was president before, he said, he's warning, if I get back in, I'm going to fix you guys. And I'm going to do more of this sort of thing. And so Justin Trudeau, who's the prime minister, says that the far right in America is out of control, yada, yada, yada. Anyway.
Far, either which side, anything that's far-sighted is out of control.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so there are lots of different, what is it now? 14 states have reversed or declare the Roe v. Wade is okay. I don't know what the lingo is. But each state that it's been put up, Ohio is the most recent one. Each state where Roe v. Wade-like issues come to the surface, it's always gone in the direction of people having the choice that Roe v. Wade represents, right?
21
That's one of the
states
big things.
And D.C.
Yeah. I think that'll be one of the big stories also. For the year, as I'm sort of speculating on what we'll be talking about on the year-end broadcast. It's good day at 18 after the hour.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now, Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen reviewing the big stories of this past year and how they were handled on News Talk Radio right up to the moment we were discussing Nikki Haley and some of the ways that people are looking at her candidacy and others who are candidates. Is it different for men and women? No, it isn't, but I wondered out loud whether it should be, and let's leave it, let's leave it at that.
The biggest gaff of the year will not be Nikki Haley, it'll be Doug Steffen.
Oh, thank you. All right. This program is brought to you, I'm sure Progressive is happy to hear that. Progressive Insurance gives you insurance, allows for, they are interested in your business. You got a motorcycle, you got a boat, got a car, got an RV. On the road and on the water, get the protection that you deserve and save some dough. Dial 800-PROGRESSIVE, or you can go online to progressive.com. All right, so let's dig around here a little bit more. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is more than a year old. I was looking at last year's, it's very interesting, because I had last year's list here to just sort of compare what last year's list looked like compared to this year's list. And it's really kind of interesting how many are the same, you know, and I guess that goes on and on. The people especially who were on the list from this year to last year, a couple of, you know, the same. It's just interesting to see how this, you know, how the comparison goes. The Russians invading Ukraine last year. That was, I'm looking at the wars were number 6. And that we're going on.
Yeah, well, we have the Hamas-Israel war and the Russia-Ukraine war going on now.
Yes.
So we combined them together with foreign relations so that we were able to at least reflect in this survey more stories, because you and I are not the only ones doing year-end references to the talkers for the year. So we try to make it something that presents in a way that gives you a good flavor for the year. So we combine those wars. But the Israel-Hamas war that's raging now and doesn't, you know, seem to be ending, that's a major, major, major story.
Well, it's interesting because there were signals earlier this week, as we get close to the end of the year, that both of these things that are going on, the Israeli problem with the Hamas and the Russians with Ukraine, that the leaders of all sides had indicated through whatever channels they use that they would be interested in talking about a ceasefire. Less the Israelis than Putin. Putin supposedly had suggested through the channels that maybe there's a way that they can stop fighting and come up with some solution, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, is that because he's getting his butt handed to him? Over the last couple of days, Russia has launched what Ukraine has called the biggest aerial barrage of the war. They launched 122 missiles, Michael, and 36 drones that had bombs on them against various Ukrainian targets over the last couple of days. A number of civilians were killed, but, you know, that brings into the focus of what's reality in war. You know, the fact that we have all these protests going on, let me couple the discussion with our focus on Iraq and, I'm sorry, and with Israel and the Palestinians and people who are in this country protesting the fact that Palestinians have been killed. Hello, it's war. That doesn't mean that the people are going to go over there. The Israelis went out of their way to kill civilians, but it is war. And it shows, I think, let's talk about this when we come back on the other side of the bottom of the hour here. It just shows the naivete, I think, of a lot of people who live in a perfect bubble, a perfect world, and that certainly is not the case of what's going on here. 28 after the hour on this year-end review of the World of News Talk Radio.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is committed to reclaiming the border between Gaza Strip and Egypt, stating that the conflict with Hamas is at its peak and could extend for months. Netanyahu emphasized the necessity of the border being under Israeli hands. This declaration follows the Israeli military's assertion that their operations have successfully demolished a network of tunnels in Gaza and a hideout belonging to Hamas leaders. Maine Secretary of State Shayna Bellows faced a swatting incident following her decision to exclude Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The episode occurred Friday night when a caller falsely reported breaking into Bellows' residence. Responding officers found no intrusion, and Bellows, who was not at home during the incident, emphasizing the importance of civil discourse and disagreement without resorting to threats and violence. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Grandstephen Fisher. You'll know what's going on if you listen to my grandson. Good day.
John Bon Jovi. Isn't he one of New Jersey's finest?
No.
Yeah, he is, isn't he? Isn't
John Bon Jovi so.
From New Jersey? Yeah, he is. All right, crank this up with you, James, please. Uh-huh. Isn't it interesting? Tomorrow is tomorrow. Yesterday was yesterday. I don't know how that works. All right, so groups... musical groups that become very well known like that. Is it partially because the music all sounds the same? And I don't mean that negatively. I mean, you can tell U2's, the beating of the drum, like with Sting, you can tell the guitar playing. You can tell
Elvis. You can hear the first beat of Tango, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Right, exactly.
You know so, which band or musical artist it is. Mm-hmm.
You know what to expect, anyway. All right, so we have New Year's around the corner here. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, looking into the future and a little bit of the past. One of the stories I was most amused by this past year was the story of a Georgia man who got a $1.4 million speeding ticket. Remember when we talked about that?
Oh, yes.
Remember that? He, the city didn't really know how to do what they needed to do to figure this out. There was a speeding ticket that was issued, actually it was in September, to a fellow named Connor Cato, and it showed the balance that he owed for speeding in this particular district was $1,480,038.52. And the court said the figure was a typo, but he was told he had to pay it and then get a refund. Of course, everybody's got $1,400,000 in the bank, and they can just write a check, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, so I think what they said was it's like a placeholder fine that kind of guarantees that somebody comes to court to further discuss the situation or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. But didn't they tell him to just pay it, though? I thought they told him to pay it. Maybe not. Well, at any rate. Here's a an Ohio
story. It was pay the fine or appear in court. It's like they do this to make sure that people actually will come to court, appear in court. Because some people, how often do you know people who get a speeding ticket, they pay the fine, and then they move about their business. They don't actually
go to
court.
That's what they counted on. Yeah, you go through these little municipalities. How many of us have been stopped? I remember going through a rural town in the middle of nowhere in Florida many years ago, and I was doing 56 or 57 in a 55 zone, and I got pulled over, and the police officer said, okay, well, we can solve this problem. I can take you to the local judge, and if you have a MasterCard, we'll take care of the $200 fine. I was scared because I was a kid. I was driving, I don't remember, I think my sister's son had just been born, and I went to see her, and I was in the middle of nowhere, frankly. I really was, and I didn't know my way around, and I wasn't as good a talker then as I am now. So anyway, I went, I followed this guy, and I happened to have a credit card, and I had $500 max on it in those days. And I paid the $200 fine, and then I told a friend of my father's who was a lawyer, or I told my father told a lawyer, and they went after this, they went to this jurisdiction, they went after this judge and the police, it was the judge and the policeman split the 20, the one, they each got $100, that's how it worked. In this town. The fine, $100 went to the judge, $100 went to the cop. And so this lawyer went after him. I got my money back, and it caused a focus on this particular town and the tactics that are used around the country in places like this. Didn't end it, but it called attention to it. Just you think about how much of this sort of hokey pokey goes on.
Well, yeah. Well, and I think it's, in this situation, it was they deem it a super speeder and they get this automatic fine. But when you actually go to court, a lot, it, oftentimes it's a lesser penalty and there's some kind of conversation. And if you have somewhat of a clean driving record, you don't have a lot of tickets, the judge might be more lenient. When I first moved to Tennessee, I was pulled over for speeding. And the officer was so kind, so nice, and even said, hey, you have a pretty good record. I recommend you do not pay the ticket. You actually go to court because the judge will give you the option to pay the fine, or you go to a one-day, four-hour driving class, and the ticket is expunged from your record. You don't have to pay a fine. It won't be a record. So I did that. And ever since going to that four-hour thing, I've been a big I've been in favor of the need for driving classes every so many years for people. Anytime you need to redo your license or re-up your license, have to take it just a quick, it doesn't have to be 4 hours, but there were things that I forgot and that I relearned, and then other things that I'm like, wait, I was never even taught this. People were taught this. I never even knew this. And then you realize people who are driving on the road and you're like, oh, that person can't drive because they can't. They probably weren't taught properly.
Well, giving them the benefit of the doubt, which is okay under that circumstance. But there are plenty of people on the road today of all ages, mostly younger and older, who don't know how to drive. They're terrible drivers.
Yeah. And or they don't know how to care.
Well, yeah, there's that. I was last night, I was on Washington Boulevard coming home, and I had gone to the Costco to get gas. And I pulled out, and I was in the traffic line, and it's this connection is Washington Boulevard and Lincoln. as some of you who know Venice area of Los Angeles, you know what I'm talking about. So some guy pulls up beside me, and there's a motorcycle in front of him, and I'm in the far right lane, ready to make a turn to the right, and he's 2 inches away from this guy in the motorcycle. And I'm looking at him. He's not looking at me. He's looking at the motorcycle. It was like he was trying to create a situation. You know what I mean? He was, and the guy in the motorcycle knew what was going on, and he kept inching forward, and the guy next to me kept inching forward too, as if he wanted to push the motorcycle guy out of the way. And I thought to myself, what in the, who drives like that? Who thinks like that?
Yeah.
Who is that ornery that
how
you want to cause trouble? It was dark too, by the way. It was dark. Yeah. All right, here's a story from last year from Ohio. This is a story of a football coach. Remember this? He was forced to resign because he referred to some students as Nazis. He said he meant no harm. He was interviewed. He was the coach of the Brooklyn High School football team. His name is Tim McFarland. He said he never meant any offense by using the term, and it didn't occur to him that it could be taken as anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
it was one of the game calls.
Yeah.
That was what they titled it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the story of a lady who was walking on the treadmill at the Lifetime Fitness this week in Eagan, Minnesota. All of a sudden, she just collapses. The person working out next to her, who happened to be a doctor, jumped into action, started administering CPR to her. The gym had some employees who knew at least some of how to do CPR and take care of emergency situations, and because of that, the woman's life was saved. I have become so addicted this week to Doc Martin. I haven't watched anything else on TV. I've never had a minute to watch TV. This is because the show has been on PBS for 14 or more years, and it is extraordinary what goes on in this little village in England, what sort of a guy Doc Martin is. The woman who he loves is just the most delightful person. I've been taken by her. But the reason I bring it up now is because they face all, I saw an interview with him, they face all kinds of medical adversity, and they've done the research so that whatever Doc Martin says is 100% accurate. And he spits out stuff. I mean, learning lines when you're doing TV or movies or stuff like that, and having the character, he's playing obviously a role, and in character and knowing all that stuff, that's a real gift, a real art. And I found myself learning some stuff, you know, watching this show and becoming just very attached to the characters and the whole thing. Isn't it funny how that happens? The show has been on since 2006 or something, and I've never paid any attention to it whatsoever until this week. And I just kind of have. Actually, I think I watched the first episode on the plane coming out here, and that kind of hooked me to it. So anyway, what are you going to watch? What are you looking forward to? This is one of the things about the new year. What will you see? What movies? I went to see The Boys in the Boat yesterday. Do you know that story?
Oh, I'm familiar with that one. Yeah, that's on my to-do list.
Good book.
Did you like it?
Ah, fabulous. George Clooney directed it. Joel Edgerton, it's E-D-G-E. And I recognized him, but I didn't know why, so I asked Megan when I came home, what was he in? He'd been in all kinds of stuff. Apparently he's an Australian actor. It's just a really good story about the team from Washington State that won the Nationals in crew and then went on to win at the Olympics. And it was just the kind of thing that you want to spend an hour and a half or 2 hours doing on an afternoon when, you know, I've been teasing James because we've been talking a lot about taking time off and doing different things and what he does with his spare time. And I don't have a lot of spare time. When I come to California, I tend to either spend all my time with the children, grandchildren. Have a lot of friends out here, so I spend time with them, or I'll go to the movies. I might not have time to go and see some of the movies that I want to see back home. So, and this was one that was on my on my list. Just to really, anybody who's looking for something to do, maybe over the weekend, if you can find this movie, go see it. Called Boys in the Boat. Michigan has allowed Trump to stay on the primary ballot. We've had the conversation, I think last week was Colorado said no. Michigan said, okay, you can be on the Michigan presidential primary ballot. The state's highest court rejected an attempt, the same attempt as in Colorado, to throw him off the ballot. This was a Michigan Court of Appeals decision, which the Supreme Court there it did not reconsider. They decided not to. So he stays on the Republican presidential primary ballot. I'm just wondering where this is going to go and how long it'll take to get to our Supreme Court. And then, depending on what they do, will there be other states? There are a lot of states, people that are running states, that want to have Trump not on the ballot. And then people say, well, everybody will write his name in. Don't be too sure of that, because a lot of people just don't know how to do that.
Well, and it still won't matter, because the Electoral College appoints.
Right. Yeah, exactly. The aid packages to Ukraine and how much money is being spent, you know, this is something that also is being scrutinized as we get to the end of the year. People are looking into what's gone on with the money that went to Ukraine. Actually, there's an overall, there's a pit that the Government Accounting Office has found. Take a guess, if you don't know, Jay, how much money the Government Accounting Office has said the government wasted this year. Take a guess. This past year, how much money?
$16 million.
Really? $900 billion.
How?
Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Federal government, $900 billion. Think about that. 48 after the hour.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you've paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
After the hour, it's time for us here on the Good Day program to bring in Chuck Curry, who's our movie man on Movie Moments, to discuss, first of all, why we're playing this song, and then we're going to look at some of the best movies of the year, because that's what people do at the end of the year. What's the biggest? What's the best? What surprised us all? But why are we playing this music, first of all, Chucker?
This day in history, I guess music history, 1968, Frank Sinatra recorded My Way, which obviously, I think it's one of the greatest songs of all time. It can, can be heard after every New York Yankee game, after a win in New York City, Doug. Great song, though, no?
Spoken like a true New Yorker, yes.
Here's another one. Maybe you don't like that one. This day in TV history, 1980, Disney's The Wonderful World of Disney last airs on NBC, 1980. I think that was a shift in the culture. Wow. When that aired a little bit. I remember Sunday nights, you could watch The Waltons. Oh, yeah. Way back in the day. The Waltons were on, that was on CBS, Little House on the Prairie. Great show, Michael Landon had on NBC. But I used to watch The Wonderful World of Disney all the time. I think it aired at 7 o'clock on NBC.
Yeah, I did
back
too.
In the day.
Yep. Well, it was Walt Disney, and then it was Michael Eisner who was running. He took over when Walt Disney died. They hired Michael Eisner to run it. And he had no charisma. He was like a paper wallpaper on the television screen. And so whether that helped or hurt, it was nice for his ego, but it didn't do anything for the program at all. So, yeah, under the circumstances, hello. What are people most interested in? An egomaniac or the content that's been derived by a genius named Walt Disney?
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people felt, you know, there was a massive stretch where Disney can do no wrong. I mean, the last few years post-COVID, they've had issues in terms of producing movies that made big money. They've had a lot of clunkers in the last few years. But I think overall, that's just a sign of the times. The landscape between streaming and theatrical and so many different choices, it's not an easy model to navigate anymore. I don't care who's running the show. You're going to have some hits. You're going to have some clunkers. But it's not going to be smooth sailing straight ahead. And, you know, even Disney is one of the companies that basically thinks theaters are going to thrive or survive with you showing your product 17 days after it plays in the theater. It's not a good model for theaters, and they just seem to not want to understand that reality.
Yeah, well, that's business, so that's what they'll tell you.
It is business.
Fair and love war in business, but that's nonsense.
Yeah, I'm with you. It's bad business, though.
Pierce Brosnan, who was one of the James Bond actors, apparently is in hot water because he stepped out of bounds in a thermal area during a visit to Yellowstone National Park. Why is this news, I would ask that question. Pierce Brosnan, because he's well-known.
What's the penalty?
I don't think there's any penalty except lots of bad publicity. And for what reason, who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, so he made a mistake. Don't we all make mistakes?
You make them daily.
Thank you. Nice of you to notice.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, this social media stuff is just garbage. Meanwhile,
here's the rule of thumb, Doug. You cannot afford to make a mistake. That's the problem with the landscape that we're living in. You make a mistake, you pay a much harsher price than you would post social media.
What do you think? If we look forward, I went to see a number of movies over this past week. Saw a lot of trailers. Some of them intrigued me for movies that are right around the corner. Some of them looked awful. I guess maybe that's the norm here. What do you think is going to be the big movie?
I think Wonka has now solidified itself as a major hit. It's just crossed 100 million here domestically, 250 million worldwide. They shot it on a production budget of 100 million, which is a good barometer to have a big popcorn movie. If you could do a movie for 100 million or under that you feel general audiences are going to want to see, that's the sweet zone, in my opinion. And so Warner Brothers hit that. In terms of smaller films, we both saw Iron Claw. I like that movie a lot. Zac Efron. Yeah. It's doing all right at the box office. And George Clooney's Boys in the Boat has found
movie.
A nice niche. It's doing fairly well at the box office, which is good.
Yeah. Well, probably because the story, people have read the book, and also people like George Clooney are interested in what he's doing.
So yeah,
maybe
I guess
a couple of different things. But it's a very good story.
Happy New Year,
Doug. I would advise it. To you as well, my friend, Chuck Curry and Doug Steffen. Yeah, Happy New Year to everybody. It's 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.